This is Author Talk, brought to you by Author House, the leading provider of services to help authors publish, promote, and sell their books. Author Talk is produced by TogiNet Radio, on the web at toginet.com.
The title of the book, Pegasus, and the author is Marilyn Holdsworth, and Marilyn joins us now on Author Talk. Hello, Marilyn.
Hello, how are you?
Well, great to have you with us, and this is a great book. People who love horses, in this case, a real thriller as well. Let me read a few things that you have written about your book. Widowed at 30, Hannah Bradley is a successful journalist focusing on animal abuse issues. An accidental meeting introduces her to a lawyer, Winston Caulfield III, and drawn to Hannah's gentle beauty and fierce commitment to her work, Wynn joins her in a fight to save wild mustangs from slaughter. Together, they rescue a badly injured horse with a mysterious background. That's Pegasus, this mysterious horse, and he has quite a story. Right from the start, he has an event that almost takes his life, right?
Exactly. He's in a very bad accident.
Very bad accident. We'll get into those details. Marilyn, tell us why you're so focused on this, your interest here, and why you wrote this story.
Well, I've always been very interested in horses and loved horses and had horses throughout my lifetime at various occasions. I don't have any right now, but I did have. But my real interest is in the preservation of the wild horses. And the abuse that poor animals have to endure on many occasions. And my real reason for writing the book was to raise public awareness of some of these issues that involve the preservation of the horses.
We don't hear much about abuse of horses, now domestic and wild.
No, that's true, we don't. And yet it's a very... a real issue. Many times they're not treated humanely, and many times they're abused, and many times they're disposed of in manners that aren't humane. So that's my concern, one of my concerns about the animals. I'm an animal lover. I love all animals, but I particularly love horses.
Pegasus is more than a horse story, more than a love story. Of course, it's a book that takes the reader on an action-packed adventure while raising awareness of significant issues. That's certainly sums it up. Now, this book starts out with a cowboy, Buddy Winters, and Hammerhead. We meet Hammerhead, who we know a little bit about. Tell us about Hammerhead.
Well, Hammerhead is a horse that's been on the race circuit, and he's belonged to a man that has no scruples, and he's not been able to train him very well, and the horse has a very defiant spirit, so he's decided that he's going to dispose of the animal, and so that's where we are, where the story begins. This buddy is driving this van to take the horses to be disposed of, and he has three of them in the van, and this horse is one of them. And this horse is a particularly fractious animal and is raising a lot of ruckus and upsetting the entire van, and Buddy just hates him. But anyway, he's got this job to do, so he's determined that he's going to carry through, and he's going to get a bonus for getting the animal to, they're sending him to slaughter, and he's going to get him to slaughter before his due date, so he'll be sure and collect his bonus.
Of course, the unexpected happens.
It does indeed. Yes, indeed. He makes a unfortunate stop, but he thinks that it's going to be a trieste for him with the lady in the coffee shop, and anyway, after his meeting up and with her, he makes a bad decision to take a shortcut, and his shortcut ends up with him careening off the edge and going into a ravine.
And so Hammerhead gets away.
Well, he survived miraculously, and that's yeah, we don't know that.
It's a fiery crash.
Yes, it's a fiery crash, and the reports come back that all the animals have been killed and so on. The animals and Buddy, and it's totally charred beyond recognition, so they don't think that anything survived. But this is a very defiant animal and a very courageous animal, and he survives his injuries, and he gets out into the wild and teams up with a group of Mustangs.
Well, then we meet Hannah. Tell us about Hannah Bradley.
Well, Hannah's a lovely person. She's a very courageous person. She is a journalist, and she focuses on animal abuse issues. She's a great animal lover, and she's very interested in supporting anything that has to do with animal preservation. And she's written a series of articles that have been highly successful in the published in the Wall Street Journal, and about puppy mills and that kind of thing that's gone on with animals, and she gets into interested in the horse issue because she reads an article about the Mustangs and the opportunity for adopting Mustangs, and she gets interested in that, and then has this chance meeting with this lawyer, Winston Caulfield, and they develop a relationship, and so it grows from there. And then he, in turn, has a ranch that is outside of the city, and he takes her to the ranch to ride and to see the property. And he gets an idea that perhaps, since she's so interested in the horses, that he can set a part of his ranch off and build a barn and get it ready, and that they can adopt some animals. So and then she can work with getting these animals trained and turn them into trail horses. So that's where their relationship is leading, and they decide that they'll go together to one of the holding complexes that where they can find some of these wild horses. And so that's where they go. They go off to Nevada together to see about that. And that's where they meet up with Pegasus. Hammerhead is Pegasus, but at any rate, they meet up there at the holding compound. The horse is very badly injured, and Hannah and Wynn decide to rescue him. So that's kind of in a nutshell what's going
right,
on with that.
Right, and of course, all these great intentions to help Hammerhead, who I guess they name Pegasus once they discover all that he's been through, huh?
Well, they named him Pegasus because of his spirit and this wonderful attitude he has as, you know, survival, because they bring him home. And Wynn's ranch actually is named Pegasus, and so there's a combination of factors there that play into the title.
Of course, Hannah's search to discover the animal's true identity leads them into a web of black marketeering, and here we go, international intrigue.
Exactly.
So the story really takes off.
Yes, that's when it really takes off. When they bring the horse back to the ranch, and they start rehabilitating him, and he starts to thrive and come around, and they begin to suspect that he has a different background than just being a range horse. And he's in very bad shape when they get him, and he doesn't have the appearance of being a racehorse by any stretch. But as he gets his health back, he begins to really show his true background. And they do. Hannah embarks on an effort to discover his background. And so anyway, that takes them into what's going on with this person that has owned Pegasus in the first place. It's Vincent Rossi. And he is a person who is running an illegal operation where he's supplying foreign countries with horse meat. And so anyway, that's the way, the direction of the story. And then the discovery by Rossi and his crowd in terms of the fact that the animal did survive, and then his determination to destroy the animal once and for all.
It's his horse, he believes.
Yes, it is. That's what he believes, and he's determined to get it back, and he's determined to wipe out any kind of connection.
Now they face a race against time to save Pegasus and at the same time save their own lives.
Exactly, exactly.
And of course, your story, based on fact and based on reality, there's a lot going on with the BLM trying to work out some of these problems to save horses.
Oh, absolutely. It's a very current topic. There's a lot going on. Wild horse sanctuaries throughout the country, and there's a lot of controversy about it because of the claims by the ranchers of trying to argue the fact that there's just not enough forage there, and there's not enough water, and the horses are overpopulating the area, and they're reproducing too fast, and so there's all these issues that have to be resolved in order to make a viable agreement with the ranchers, and it's only going to be good for the horses if they can do that.
Well, and you say you've recently read an article about a program where prisoners were training wild horses.
Yes, that's right, I did.
Well, and sounds like an interesting combination there.
Yes, it seemed to be. It seemed to be a highly successful operation where they were bringing these horses in, and then they were selecting the inmates that they felt were best qualified to work with the horses, and the horses and the prisoners working together, and they had some very successful experiences with it. And then also they had, with the horses being purchased then for some of the I think of the Canadians particularly, to use them for border patrols and so on and so forth. And they're very sure-footed, and when they're trained, they become excellent trail mounts. And their background, the Mustangs are an interesting combination because, of course, they're a combination of the conquistadors and their mounts, and also the Indian range horses, but also they're a product of when the tractors came in things changed in terms of the farming and the communities and the way that ranching was being done. A lot of these draft horses and horses that have been used returned to the wild, and so then their inbreeding into the population has produced a different type of Mustang rather than just the Spanish Mustang. So that makes an interesting, those horses, if that combination comes together, those Mustangs are much easier to train, I understand, than the true wild Spanish Mustang.
Well, one book reviewer said, "More than a horse story, Pegasus is a book filled with believable characters and page-turning events." Again, the title of the book, Pegasus. The author is Marilyn Holdsworth. Marilyn, tell us how to get your book.
Well, we can certainly, you can find it on Amazon and through Barnes & Noble, and most bookstores are carrying it as well, and of course, Author House.
Well, thanks for being with us on Author Talk.
Well, thank you very much.